Welcome to Caring and Sharing, an annual holiday series on KUMD.
And our series continues this morning with Susan Utek, the Executive Director of Safe Haven here in Duluth. Susan, good morning. It's so good to have you along with us. And it's not your first time as a special guest on Caring and Sharing.
Nope, I've been there before. Thanks for having me.
Well, Safe Haven is another one of the nonprofits that we've been featuring on our Caring and Sharing series that does so much for the community, and we want to give you the opportunity to tell people a little bit about you do, about what you do, and also what the community can do to give back. So tell us a little bit about Safe Haven.
So we have two facilities that serve battered women. We're the largest direct service provider for domestic violence victims in the Twin Ports. And so to make those services happen, we have a 39-bed shelter. Looking this morning, and we're over full at 22 women and 25 children last night. So we're quite busy, even at this time of the year. And then we also have a resource center where we do a lot of on-the-street stuff. So it's helping people with orders for protection, harassment orders, and also, we run four support groups a week there. We provide child care for women needing to go to court. We try to be everything that, meet all the needs that domestic violence victims would have down the center combined with the shelter, and try to be one-stop shop for everyone to keep them safe. That's our goal, keeping people safe and trying to prevent domestic violence in our community.
That is a lot for a shelter designed for 40 people. That is a lot of people. You've got practically 50 people. If you were going to ask for something that you need from the community, would an additional facility, a bigger facility, more space, would that be on the wish list?
I think that's a overall goal. Right now, families are doubling up in rooms. That's the way our facility is set up. It was built in 2000. More recent shelters that are newer usually have rooms for each family. We aren't able to do that, but that's not our immediate goal. Our immediate goal is just to meet the needs of the people while they're here, and we have a comfortable shelter. It's not all that old. It was built in 2000. And we have a great dining facility. We have plenty to offer people, and so it's not on the horizon right now to build a new shelter. But it's always a thought, of course. When we are over full many times during the year, our overall occupancy rate in the last year was 92%. So we are full most of the time.
And the idea that the Twin Ports can keep a shelter for battered and threatened women and children full to 92% capacity all year long is certainly nothing to be proud of. The idea also to be in a shelter and hoping that you're safe and being frightened and trying to take care of your kids, in particular at this time of year when we want to think that all families are happy and joyous and everything is going well. What do these families need at this time of year, perhaps particularly, given what they're going through?
We do, we provide a Christmas in that we collect gifts from the community, and people can go to our website, safehavenshelter.org, to see those needs. But we, emotional support is probably the greatest gift that, we can give women. And so overall support of the agency to be able to have the advocates to do that is probably our greatest need, because, material things are wonderful, and especially we want to see every child have a toy, and we make sure that happens. And the community is very generous with us. But that emotional support for a woman to feel safe and to feel nurtured, that's just as important or more important at this time of the year. Because Christmas is hard for not just for domestic violence victims, it's hard for lots of other folks too. But I think it's really hard for domestic violence victims to have a Christmas when they're not at, in their own home, and they are, you know, facing, who knows, they probably have a lot of unknowns in their lives. They're not sure what their next step is going to be if they're at a shelter. So any, you know, support we can give them is very important.
These advocates, are these volunteers, trained volunteers that come from the community?
We do have some volunteers, but most people are paid staff. It takes quite a bit of training to be and dedication to be an advocate, so most people are paid staff.
In terms of volunteers, if folks want to do something to help, obviously writing a check is always a wonderful thing mm-hmm. to do, but if folks want to do something to help, what would be of particular use right now?
You can always call our volunteer coordinator, Hillary, and she can help people. We have need for volunteers all year round. People do things like serve lunch to our lunch and dinner to our residents here at the shelter. They do on-calls. On-calls are always necessary, and we have volunteers who get up in the middle of the night and answer calls for once a perpetrator has been arrested. They will make sure that victim is safe if once he's in custody, and they will see if we can meet her needs even, you know, in the middle of the night, whatever those needs may be. So on calls are always something that we really always need. We need help at the resource center with just child care or manning the desk. We have a special program called the Self-Sufficiency Program where we assist women with housing and education and that sort of thing. Many of the women that we serve don't have their GEDs or need extra help education-wise, so we have a volunteer, oftentimes retired teachers, who will come in and help tutor them over a long period of time and then help them get to those goals. And we've been very successful in placing women in, you know, colleges or post-secondary educational things and also new jobs, helping them with resumes, job hunts, those sorts of things. So all those kinds of things are things volunteers do here at Safe Haven.
And it sounds like regardless of your skill set, there's going to be a place for you to be. Susan, thank you so much mm-hmm. for taking some time, and thank you for the great work that you do with Safe Haven.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Susan Utek is the executive director of the Safe Haven Resource Center and Shelter, and our guest this morning on Caring and Sharing, a KUMD holiday series.